Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
We welcome you back in as the conversation here on WGNS continues, and a big event coming up tomorrow we want to tell you about. And Mimi Kiesling is in studio, and it seems like you have been really busy the last couple of months.
I have been very busy. I have worked a lot of weekends, actually. This will be my last weekend to have to work for the year.
Well, so. I'm sure you're happy about that.
Yes, I am.
This weekend, it's something pretty special. Now, when you and I talked, we talked about the Shred Day, and that's what we're going to tell folks about today, but also I didn't realize that we were doing this with a food bank. I think it's a pretty neat twist.
It is a neat twist. We're offering shredding for free. Citizens can bring as many as 2 banker-sized boxes of personal items to shred. That would include things like bank and credit card receipts, retired tax documents, canceled checks, medical forms, anything that is private that you don't want to fall into the wrong hands. We shred it on site. The company that will be there doing this as a public service is called Max Shred. They're a local business, and they do lots of shredding all over town, but they'll be there on site to shred tomorrow.
That is going to be a very nice thing to have, because I don't know if you're like me, but I have a filing cabinet and a dresser drawer that are full of just things that I don't want to throw away.
Well, I'm sort of like the cobbler's children that have no shoes. This will be my 3rd or 4th event to host like this, and I've never carried anything because I've never had time to go through my paperwork. So that's on my chore list for tonight, to sit down and kind of go through it. I think it'll feel good to weed out a lot of that unnecessary paper. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing this in honor of America Recycles Day, which that started back in the 1970s at some point. And it's just a way to bring to the forefront the idea and concept of recycling, and just remind people that we need to do that.
Now, Max Shred does this for businesses, but this is a free thing, right?
This is for free, and it's actually targeted for, just for homeowners or mm-hmm. This is for households only.
Okay.
Because, you know, of course, he would like for the businesses to hire him to do their document shredding for the business.
Sure.
So this is for households only.
And when you say banker's box, what is that? What size is that?
Well, that was sort of a new thing to me when he explained to me. Actually, if you go to somewhere like Staples or any of the office supply places, they have them, and they're probably close to 2 feet long, probably 15 to 18 inches wide. Mm-hmm. It actually says on the side, banker's box.
Really?
We just don't want people bringing a lot of stuff and holding up the line. So we've limited it to 2 banker's boxes per household.
Now, is it the brown and black, and has some white? I don't know. I'm having a hard time thinking of
banker's
box. I
saw one the other day that was white.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just try to think of a small file cabinet.
Okay.
The equivalent to that.
Let's see. If you are around an office, you probably have these boxes that are the paper comes in and the reams.
Yes, that would be equivalent to it.
About the size.
But okay. You know, each year we have things come in laundry baskets, garbage bags, paper bags. People bring them in all kinds of things. We just don't want an overwhelming amount and hold up the line.
Sure. Now, what is the procedure here? How will we have them? I know that they're shredded instantly.
They are. The hours are from 9 to noon tomorrow at the public square. You just drive into, I guess it's the south side of the courthouse. When you drive through, I have college students coming, and they're volunteering their time tomorrow. We'll unload the cars. It's put into a 95-gallon toter. When the toter gets full, there's an arm on the side of the truck that picks it up, takes it in, and shreds it instantly. For those that are a little bit insecure about leaving those documents with us, they can, if they choose to, they can park their car somewhere else and come over. And then actually there's a camera where you can watch it being shredded on site, just for that extra assurance.
Sure. I mean, it's obliterated. I've actually watched it.
It looks like confetti.
Yes. Now, one thing that I had always have asked about these shred events, what about staples and paper clips and things of that nature?
The staples are fine, but we prefer that people take off the paper clips. Go ahead and do that in advance before you get in line.
Okay.
Now, what I really want to talk about, though, is the unique twist that we're doing with this. You mentioned it a moment ago. We are hoping to stock the food bank tomorrow. So it's a free shred day, but in exchange, we're asking that you bring food for the food bank. You could bring 1 can, you could bring a dozen, you could bring boxes, any type of non-perishable items. The food bank really needs it. I think oftentimes we tend to want to do food drives around the holidays.
Right.
But these folks actually need this year-round. I heard something disturbing today. One of our local high schools has as many as 30 homeless families just within that one high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's getting to be, you know, we talk about the economy being bad, but most of us probably know folks are managing. But when you hear that one high school in our community alone just has that many homeless families, it's very alarming.
Well, there's 870, somewhere like that, that registered for school in Rutherford County or Murfreesboro City Schools that are considered homeless. That's what they put down. So
that is a heartbreaking
it really
statistic.
Is.
And I think it's just kind of gotten worse with the economy being like it is. But homeless or not, there's still people that can really afford to put food on their table. You know, we're not so much wanting to collect just for the holidays. The food bank needs to be stocked year-round because folks are hungry year-round.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this Shred event generally held during this time of the year? Do you do it once a year?
I have been doing it twice a year.
Okay,
I do it in April for Earth Day. And then Max Shred has been very gracious to do it a second time for America Recycles Day. So April and November are typically the times when I host it. But I know that Max Shred, as well as some of the other document shredding companies, have been very gracious about hosting events throughout the community.
Well, I know that this is around the holiday. My point, you know, is that, you know, maybe this becomes kind of an annual thing to help fund the or help stock the food bank.
I would hope so. Thomas Bruff is the owner of Max Shred, and he's very excited about the opportunity to serve the community in this way, and then added the extra bonus to it. So we're very excited about it. We do have an individual that will be there from the food bank tomorrow with his truck, and we'll be loading the groceries, non-perishable items into the back of his truck for the event.
Now keep in mind, non-perishable, so we're talking canned goods, maybe the pastas, things
boxed
of that
goods,
name.
Canned mm-hmm. goods, yeah. Peanut butter, tuna, really anything.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have to go in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you know what? I go there once a month. There's a gentleman that I know that is disabled, partially disabled, and so I pick up his groceries for him. And, you know, he's very, very excited to get what he gets each month when I take it to him. But it doesn't go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a supplement. You certainly couldn't eat off of that for an entire month.
Sure.
It's just a supplement.
Well, any help that the community could give tomorrow by helping to stock the food bank. Obviously, during this time of the year, they are overwhelmed with the number of canned goods usually that they get. But with the stock being so low, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to have the surplus as they generally do, you know, after the holiday season. So
Right. You know, it's just something we need to keep in our mind to do on a year-round basis.
Well, this is tomorrow. So what happens with, you know, you've got your shred items and you have your food. So will someone take both of those
yes.
at the same time?
Yes. I have four or five MTSU volunteers that are coming, in addition to the gentleman from the food bank. And they'll drive through, and the first thing we'll do is unload the food, put it into the back of his truck. Then they'll pull up to the area where we're doing the shredding. We empty the containers, whether it is a banker's box or a garbage bag. We empty it into the toter, and then it's shredded on site. I wouldn't think that you'd be there more than just a couple of minutes,
yeah.
really.
I guess it would be easier if it were in something that you could actually just dump into,
it,
you know, like a box, and maybe not a garbage bag kind of seems a little hard to maneuver.
Well, we actually have, it's another company called All-in-One Recycling.
Mm-hmm.
They are a curbside recycling company that has subscriptions where you can purchase from them. And they will be there as well. And so we're taking other recyclable items tomorrow. So if you bring in a plastic bag, grocery bag, any type of box, we're going to go ahead and recycle that as well for you if you wish.
Awesome. Well, that's kind of killing three birds with one stone,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, many birds with one stone.
tomorrow, keep this in mind, 9 until noon. It's a big truck.
It is a big truck.
So, obviously, if everyone kind of heeds the two banker's box limit here, we should have plenty of room for everyone.
Oh, yes. Last year, the last event, we shredded and recycled over 5,100 pounds of paper. That's quite a bit for a three-hour period.
Yeah. Now, for someone who's wondering what happens to this after, you know, they get finished with the shred event, where does that paper go? Where do those paper shards go?
That is actually taken to another local company in Rutherford County. So we're doing everything locally here. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's all local folks. It's taken there and is actually recycled into new paper products.
Awesome. And the sensitive information we're talking about, bank statements, credit card statements, anything with your personal information on it, it's very important to keep your personal information personal.
It is. And the typical rule of thumb that I've heard is to hold on to things for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've passed your 7 years, you can get rid of those checks, Luckily, things are a lot more electronic now, where you could go back later and download copies of checks. But a lot of those things, it's good to go ahead and get rid of them.
Now, one thing that I've started doing in the past couple of years is I take one of the empty boxes from the office here when we finish filling up the coffee machine.
Yes.
And as I get these papers, I'll take from 7 years ago or whatever and put into the box, or if it's recyclable, or I even go as far as putting those, you qualify for a credit card. I don't want anyone to get that. So
those definitely need to be shredded.
I put all of that in the box as I get it. So I kind of fill my box up through the year.
Yes, that's a good idea to do that.
So take us through the drill one more time tomorrow. What will happen, Mimi, if you don't mind, tomorrow at the courthouse?
At the courthouse, you just drive through. You enter on the south side of the courthouse. It's just one way, so it's pretty easy to find it. Come through, and the first thing we'll do is unload your groceries that you want to donate to the food bank. Then you'll pull up and we will unload the paper, and it'll be shredded. If you are a little insecure about it, you're free to go and park somewhere on the square and come back, and then you can watch it on a screen. It's actually kind of interesting to watch the camera as it's shredded.
Can we have the kids come out and actually watch that too?
As long as we can keep them safe.
Yeah.
You know, with traffic there, we want to keep everybody safe. But sure, we would love to see children learn the process. And
right.
There are two local businesses that will be on site. And then understanding the concept of stocking the food bank as well.
The event, again, for households only, but tomorrow, 9 until noon. And it's all part of... It's kind of a celebration that you do twice a year with Earth Day and then tomorrow's holiday as
America
well.
America Recycles Day.
Yes. It was
floating around in your mind.
Floating in there somewhere, and I couldn't get it out.
Yes.
So America Recycles Day is tomorrow. Mimi, we appreciate you coming by once again, and enjoy your last Saturday working for the year.
Yes, I'm excited to have some weekends off. It's been very busy this fall.
Very good. Good luck with everything tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right. Mimi Kiesling joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. The shred event again tomorrow. Be sure to take your non-perishable food items along as well to help restock the Rutherford County Food Bank. We will be back to wrap things up here in just a few moments. It's about 12 before 4.